service this morning. We thank God for, amen, all of our visitors, amen. Amen. We just thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. We thank God for each and everyone in their respective place. Amen. Everybody. Amen. We thank God for everybody. Everybody means everybody. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you, amen. I was in such a hurry to get here. Left my glasses home. Amen. Who that got pretty much got the same focus? Who that glasses I used to borrow? Scurry in here. Thank you, Holy Ghost, anyhow. And isn't forget to my reading in here, because these are lines. Yeah. Amen, praise God. But however, bring that. Let me see this. The thing it is, I was trying to read something from the Amplified. This is a lot better. I was trying to read something from the Amp. Large. I got Amp here, but I can't see it. Oh, good. Okay. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Was rushing, so amen. Left my glasses. Amen. What you got? It's small print, though. Bring it in. Hallelujah. Amen. How many believe we can, listen, let me tell you something. We read these scriptures, we better go where we can do all things. Amen. Through Christ that strengtheneth us. Amen. Amen. You know, amen. Thank God. Amen. You know, I'm looking at the fact that I left the glasses home. So, you know, let me tell you something about the Lord. The Lord knew I would leave them. So, amen. So, if he knew I was crossing, he could have. The Spirit of the Lord could have reminded me, but he didn't. So undoubtedly, he wanted to go forward. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why it's very important we have it on the inside as well. Amen. Praise God. But we're not going to be before you long. Amen. Because, amen, we do have a Christian in this morning. No, y'all's next week. Amen. But it's supposed to be one this morning. Amen. So, however, amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. We know, amen, Sister Terrence is going to be leaving us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go and thank God for those that came out yesterday. Amen. 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 But, amen. Jermaine, and Richard, come help me down. Amen. I'm not interested in really preaching. I want to teach. Amen. And not so much but the Christ that's in me want to do that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, amen. So, amen. It ain't no telling how long the Lord going to have us like this. Amen. Teaching. Amen. For a while. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because I don't know about you, but in your walk with God, amen, in your relationship with God, you all are come to some point and evaluate some stuff. Amen. Evaluate your relationship. Amen. Amen. And see really how well is it going. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. So amen. Because amen. Who really want to be in a relationship, you know, when the relationship ain't going nowhere? You understand what I'm saying? Who wanna be into, look in the natural, who wanna be in a stunted relationship? The relationship ain't going nowhere. You know, it is the same way in the spiritual. You know, I wanna see some progress. And, you know, I want to see some, amen, where we, you know, and if we got married, you know, 5 years ago, what have we obtained? Well, I mean, you know, did we get any closer or did we move further apart, you know? You know, what, you know, a relationship, come on. I was listening the other day, amen, some minister was saying, amen, and we've been teaching it for so long, amen, that relationship, in a relationship, amen, we all, amen, it ought to be built on love. And, you know, and in counseling, we tell people that, you know, that's what it ought to be built on. Amen. He said, but even stronger than love. Amen. At a point. Amen. He said, even stronger than love. He said, let me tell you something. If it ain't built on honesty, right, and respect, amen, you can throw the love out the window. Amen. Honesty and respect. You know, I don't want to be in a relationship with a liar. Come on, come on, married couples. Now, you want to be in a relationship with you, every time you look around, your spouse lying. Do you think God want to be in relationship with liars? When he's all about truth. But he brought out built on honesty and respect. Amen. And we need to learn to respect. Amen. The Holy Spirit within us. Something, you know, let me tell you something. That's in our relationship, you know. We want to call on Jesus. We want to call on Jesus, but you can call on Jesus all you want to. Because Jesus done did what he wanted, did what had to do, and he gone. Hello. And that's why he said, except I leave, he said, the comforter won't come. The one that you're supposed to be in relationship with ain't coming. We want to be in, you know, when we want to be in relationship with humans, when we need to be in relationship with. Now, ain't nothing wrong with you being in a relationship with your human when in that aspect of it, friend, or your relationship with your human, as far as your spouse and all this in relationship as friends and all this stuff, sisters and brothers. But if we talking about with relationship with God. And if you're going to get in relationship with God, you're going to have to get in relationship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. You're going to have to get in relationship with the Spirit. Amen. And something we don't want to acknowledge. We don't, you know, we don't want to do what we need to do. Amen. You know, many times people experience defeat. After defeat, after defeat in their lives, because they would not lean upon the helper, which is the Holy Spirit. Listen, I don't want no talking up in here. I don't want no talking up in here. Amen. You know, that's another thing. Amen. We come up in the house of the Lord and we so busy to. We don't reverence the house of God. Amen. We sit up and we say all kind of stuff to our neighbors. Amen. Praise God. No, let me. That's you. We just got through talking about respect. You go sit up in the courthouse. Some of y'all know about sitting up in the courthouse and go sit in the judge chamber. You ain't going to be sitting up in there doing all that yak yak. But many times because we have no respect for the house of the Lord. And we want to know why we don't get a move of God like we get it. Like we want it, brother. Because we don't have no respect for the house of God. Say anything, do anything, act any kind of way. But when it comes to a natural man, we'll go show a natural man respect in his courtroom. But when it comes to the house of God, we quick to come in the house of God. We quick to come in the house of God. Amen. You got so many people quick to come in the house of God. So quick to come in and open up their mouth. Amen. And holler. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And walk out of the door. The same thing you shout hallelujah to. The same thing that you shout praise God. You wind up in the enemy, wind up beating you up in it. Hello. I see. I'm look like I ain't gonna have to teach this. I'm gonna wind up after preaching. But we don't have no respect for the house of God. And many times, and hello, little black boys. I'm talking to some of y'all up in here. Yes, sir. Have no respect for the house of the Lord. But get in trouble. Get in trouble. You want prayer? And this ain't trying to make y'all look bad either. This is truth. Because we need to learn to have respect for the house of God. Get in trouble. But we don't want to have no respect for the house of God. Don't want to have, let's go beyond the house of God. We don't even want to have respect for the word. We don't want to pick it up until trouble hit. And we want to know why there's not a move of God. We want a relationship with God where, listen, God, when I need you to come on and do what you need to do. But when you need me to do something, I ain't finna be bothered with it. Anytime we need him to come to our rescue, we want him right there. Anytime we get sick in our body, I need a healing, and that's what I need. Anytime our finances get low, I need my bills paid. But when it comes to God, we want a yo-yo God. We want a yo-yo God. Anytime I can say to you, get on down there and roll on back up. And we want to know why, you know, even down some of these children, let me tell you something. They up on their feet today, but let me tell you something. And they feeling good. And long as they feeling good, they got all the nasty rap. But let them get down in their bodies. Let stuff start looking foolish. Let chaos set in. We need us a healing. We need us. Long as the praise and worship service going on up in here, we want to come in here. Even now, these children want to come up in here and sing all the praise and worship songs as soon as they get out of here. And they get an opportunity to sing the dirt. They ready to sing the dirt. But when we need God to move for us, oh, it's the truth. Oh, this is the truth. Baby, let me tell you something. 2008 might clear Faith Crusade out. Hello. I'm serious. 2008 might clear Faith Crusade out. And so I can hit the road and preach. I'm serious. Folks want to use God. You heard me talk earlier about I was seeking God because the devil is a liar. I ain't got time to play with God. I ain't got time. I don't have time. If somebody want to go to hell, that somebody want to go to hell. And I remember a time in my life, let me tell you something, even though people didn't want to go to, people act like they want to go to hell, I've tried to pull them away from it anyway. But I made up my mind, if you want to go to hell, you want to go to hell. If you want to go to hell, that's you. That's you. That's you. That's your choice. God gave you a choice. If you want to go to hell, that's your choice. It's something else if you don't know the road, amen, to not go there, amen, and knowing the road to get to heaven. But and you know the way, glory to God. You heard of the way. You heard the word preach of the way. You got the word in front of you the way, amen. You got the Bible, amen, telling you the way. You got television telling you the way. You got radio telling you the way. You got books telling you the way. And if you choose to go to hell, if you choose to go to hell, no, that choice is yours. Because, hello, come on, pinch yourself. Pinch yourself a little bit. Say to yourself, I'm not God. I'm not God. And I can't save you from hell if you choose to go there. Save you from hell. If you done made up your mind that's where you want to go, that's your choice. Amen. It's no, baby, it's time out for this pulling and this prowling. Amen. You done heard enough word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord to know, amen, what God is requiring out of your life. Let me, trust me when I tell you, if every time you look around, you got a baby that's 5 years old, and you got to pick them up and say and burp them because they need to burp, and you got to tell them today, I'm not trying to be, but something wrong with your child. Spiritually so, if you constantly got to be told over and over and over what God wants out of your life, something wrong. You are retarded in your spiritual walk, baby. Yes, you are. You are retarded in your spiritual walk. And let me tell you something. God can't do nothing in retardation. And I don't care. Let me tell you something. I don't care who. I heard some stuff was spoken, say, thus say the Lord. And it didn't agree in my spirit. Not saying I'm God and all that. But let me tell you something. If God got me overseeing this house and he didn't run it by me, I'm serious. And let me tell you something. And I don't care what it is being spoken to you. It need to come in line with the word of God. If you walk in like the devil, glory be to God, and blessings being spoken upon your life, let me tell you something. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But that's what you call itching ears. Folks telling you stuff that you want to hear. Let me tell you something. That's itching ears. Tell me something good. Let me tell you something. Tell you something to send you right on your way to hell. I hear some stuff and I say, Lord, and you know, and anointed people of God. But I understand that anointed people of God do miss the mark. But we're going to deal with some stuff. Amen. But we're going to deal with some stuff. Amen. Amen. Let me, you know, God wants to bless his people. Amen. But I sought the Lord on, because some of you that know, amen, I didn't deal with the pulpit none of December. Amen. Getting ready for the new year. Amen. So what I'm giving you, amen, is not what Pastor Burks want to give you, but what the Spirit of God would have you have. And what the Spirit of the Lord had me looking at, amen, is so many times, amen, people, amen, are trying to go along with God. And I'm telling you, don't kid yourself. I don't care nothing about your face. It's some discouraging people, some people that's discouraged. It's some people that are hurting with the capital H. And you know what? And what they're doing, they putting their best on the outside. And the thing about that, amen, is they know they're hurting. It's some parents that's hurting for their children. It's some children that's hurting for their parent. And everybody is masking up, putting on the best. But yet they are very discouraged. People are hurting bad. They come into church every time the door is open, but they are hurting. They still coming, refusing to give up, but it don't change the fact that they are hurting. There are some things that has happened, let me tell you something, in the lives of people that I'm telling you happened 10, 15, 20 years ago. And they are hurting from situations way back in the day. And they feel nobody understand. But I got news for you today. God understands it all. And where the Lord wants to help us, and where is right where we need it. Amen. And I don't want nobody to stand up in here looking at me cock-eyed or foolish unless you was just bone that like that. But I'm telling you, but where God wants to help us is where we need the help the most. See, the reason why you got a problem with me, it's not really that you got a problem with me. And the reason why you think you got a problem with one another is not really the reason why you think you got that problem. The problem lies within our minds. It lies within our minds. The reason why we can't be blessed like God wants us to be blessed is because of that mind of ours. The reason you and I ain't experiencing the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is cause the problem we have with processing, amen, the word of God when it comes to our minds. Oh, hallelujah. God, I release an anointing in this place to destroy every yoke, hallelujah, of bondage on the minds of God's people. See, it's, let me tell you something. The reason why you can't see the big old God that God is because of the little old mind that we got. You can't get what you want from God from looking at what your mind is showing you. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm going to get set free in my mind. Hello. I'm going to get set free in my mind. Because that's where that doggone war is going on. That's where the enemy is fighting me. That's where all the ugly thoughts, all of the ugly yesteryears. What happened? Oh, God. Some folks still remember ugly stuff from school. Let me tell you something. You can't allow the past to handcuff you. Amen. You can't limit. No, no, no. You can't let it do that. You can't even go forth in relationship. You can't even go forth to do like, amen, God wants you to do. Be everything that God wants you to be because of what's going on in the mind. The word of God is telling you this, but your mind is telling you that. Quick verse, Proverbs 23 and 7. Proverbs 23 and 7. Let me tell you something. Don't kid yourself. Our minds play a very important part. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of our relationship with God. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, Sister Gina, yes, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Okay, okay, let me understand something about myself. The word of God says, for as I thinketh, so am I. As I think, let me tell you something. Let's take that word think. You know what? Don't you know? As you think. As you think, as you allow whatever it is that you're thinking, to just, you allow that, first of all, thoughts come. In order to think, you got to first have a thought. And if your mind is programmed on negative, all negative thoughts, all ugly thoughts, all death thoughts, all negative, can't do it, won't do it. All negative thoughts. I ain't gonna make it. Look at what happened to so-and-so. You better listen. I just got through telling somebody, I learned to get in the mirror and look at the man in the mirror. I learned to get in the mirror. I'm not finna wait for you to come and encourage me. I'ma get in the mirror and take a look at me. And I learned to encourage myself. I learned to get in the mirror and point the finger at me and say, boy, I don't care what it look like. It ain't based on what it look like. God say you're gonna make it. God say you can do all things. God say, I learned to say what God say. You can't keep on thinking and letting that worrisome mess run across your mind over and over like a broken record. What happened is that? What is God saying? What is the Lord saying? God is speaking all the positive to us. You better take what little you know and use it. We're going to find out what to do for these little ugly negative thoughts. The enemy keep bringing all this little ugly stuff. All this little ugly stuff. All this negative. Listen, it's going to be a... Look at your neighbor and say, it's going to be a fight. But you can do it. Oh, you can do it. And to tell them not only can you do it, but you will do it. Oh, in Jesus' name, you will do it. Amen. The enemy constantly try to, amen, bombard our minds with all ugly, negative stuff. It's going to be a ride, baby. Come on, but look at your neighbor and say, get ready for the ride. because you fighting for your mind. Understand something. The devil cannot possess your mind. He can oppress you, but he cannot possess your mind. And the enemy don't even know what you think, and he don't even know if it reach you what he's trying to say to you until you open up your mouth and start confessing his negative mess. Then you give faith. You give faith to fear. You give faith to the enemy. You open up the door. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Let me tell you something. It's your way of thinking. It's your way of thinking. You got to change your way of thinking. The Bible says, in Romans 12 and 2, be ye transformed. That word transform means change. Be changed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind got to be renewed with the word of God. In other words, your mind got to be replaced with those ugly stuff, that old negative stuff. Your mind got to be replaced with positive stuff from the word of God. Just like you sit there and you think over and over the negative stuff over. And you know what that is? That's a form of meditation of worrying. Just going over and over. Stop. And replace it with the word of God. Get the word of God. And start saying the word of God over and over. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Hallelujah. And we're going to talk about that because I don't want to jump the gun. Because I want to go into casting down that stuff. Hallelujah. 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 Look at your neighbor and say, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Okay, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, a lot of people talk about, and I think I mentioned this once before, a lot of people talk about Job. There are certain things that we really don't know what the will of God is, and we can pray and ask God, let his will be done. But there are some stuff we know what his will is. Amen. And when it comes down to healing in your body, I'm not going to let nobody come to me with them with that. Want to jump to Job and want to jump to Paul. And all that, talking about his thorn in his flesh. Let me tell you something. Paul was not my example. Jesus was my example. And Jesus was the one that I read about healing. Paul was a murderer. He was not my example. Hello. Jesus was my example. Amen. When it comes to healing. And I ain't seen now not one spot. Amen. Where Jesus had to take on sickness and had to take on disease. But I sure read where he was casting it off of people. Getting them healed and delivered. And if it was the will of God that they be sick and he taking sickness off people, then he was working against the will. Amen. But it's God's will that we be healed and whole. Amen. And many times the enemy try to fight us in our health. Hello. Because we want to go with what the doctor is saying. Thank God for the doctors. But let me tell you something. We better get in agreement with God saying. And I don't care what the doctor say. Let me tell you something. It ain't over until God says it's over. The devil can't do nothing without permission. Hello. It's what God says. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Let me say this again. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think, listen, there's some folks that thought their way into a disease. Thought their way into sickness. Don't look at what's happened to somebody else and try to say, maybe I'll be next. Listen, in my family, a whole lot of sickness and stuff went on. But my confession is, it will not come near my dwelling. Hello, it will not come near my dwelling. It won't even come near me. For he hath given his angels charge concerning me, and they keep me in all my ways. And my pathway is healing and health. That's what's in my pathway. You got to look at, amen, what was these folks that went through whatever they went through, you have to look at what did they believe. Even when it came down to Job, let me tell you something. The Bible talks about Job, and people look at that, look at what happened with Job, and they don't realize what came Job way was what Job feared. Amen. It was not so much of what God allowed, but the very thing that Job feared came on him. All that stuff Job happened to Job, that was the stuff that Job feared. And you can be fearful of something. I was reading different books and whatnot, and was talking about what was that lady, Rita Moreno? No, I don't think it was Rita. No, it wasn't Rita. It was who was that swagger? He was married to the woman that died in the river. No, it's not in the Christian arena. What was the man named? His wife died in the water, drowned in the water. Oh, Lord. The movie star. Rita Hayworth? Swaggart. Larry Wagger, whoever he is. You know, y'all, anyway, his wife, she feared, her fear was that she would drown in dirty, murky water. That was what she feared, and that's just how she died. It was somebody else I was reading. They feared that they would die in an airplane crash, and boom, that's what happened. The man, Chico and the Man, what his name? Y'all know Chico and the Man, Chico. But anyway, him, he had a great, great fear of firearms. That's what he used to take his own life. The very thing they feared. I was reading these different people that feared these certain things. But according to the word of God, the Bible said that God did not give us a spirit of fear. That's something that's not from God. But he has given us power, love, and he's given us sound mind. And not only that, but the word of God say perfect love casts out fear. Let me tell you something. A lot of times people are fearful because folks don't know how to walk in the love of God. They don't even, first of all, realize how much God loves us. We all realize God loves us so much that God ain't finna put no sickness on us. Amen. God ain't finna put no disease on us, and don't accept that. Amen. Don't accept it. You better open your mouth and start saying, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. God, you can turn this situation around. Turn to 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. That battlefield that's going on right in our minds. That's where the battlefield is. That's where the war is going on. The Lord is trying to say one thing to us, and the devil is trying to say something else. Amen. God is trying to tell us we heal. That devil trying to say, no, you're not. God is trying to say, you shall live and not die. The devil is saying, no, you shall die and not live. Who you going to believe? Who you going to believe? I'm going to change my way of thinking. You better learn to get you some music. Hello, some inspiration music. All music ain't so inspirational, you know. It inspire you, but in the wrong direction. If you going through depression and whatnot, you don't need no slow stuff on. Get you some giddy up horsey music. Boogity boogity. Get in your house, I'm telling you. What was that? The other night, because I left from out here and New Year's night, I was doing good. New Year's night, I was drained. And I tell you, when I walked out that door, I was soaked and wet. When I woke up the next day, I paid for it. And the following night, I could not sleep at all. I tell you, I lay there in bed and whatnot, and I couldn't fall asleep and whatnot. I could have laid there and listened at that devil say all kind of stuff. But you know what I did? I got up. I said, well, I'm up. I might as well get involved with God.
Amen. Amen.
I went to the bathroom, did my little encouragement. I said, boy, you looking good. You looking good. Because I was looking at the word of God. I looked like hell in the natural. But I was looking at the word of God. I was looking at the word. I wasn't looking at me. I was looking at the word. Boy, you're looking good. I start speaking. I speak the word of God over you. I speak it over you. Then I left out of there. I went in our little family room. And, you know, and I said, now, I don't feel like, because it was so cold. I said, I don't even feel like putting no music on. I got music on the inside. And then I heard a song going on inside of me. And I just went, hey! I went to dancing. Listen, see, the enemy can't do nothing with you when you do that kind of stuff. When you just walk through your house, you know what you're going through. Naturally, what you need, what you feel you need to do, what your flesh tell you you need to do, is just go lay down and feel sorry for yourself. Little old you. Look at little old me going through all this stuff. You look at that, and then don't let nobody else come up to you talking about little old you. Get your hands off of me if you ain't no praying person. Hello, glory be to God. Get your hands off of me, glory be to God, if you ain't one that, amen, gonna execute, amen, the works of the enemy. You don't come and pacify and babysit. Amen. This a war going on. Glory to God. Amen. This ain't no flesh and blood thing that you dealing with. You dealing with spiritual warfare. You dealing with demons. You dealing with, hello, I need you to come on and say, Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Get your filthy, nasty hands off of him. I don't need nobody coming to me.
It's going to be all right.
It's gonna, get your hands off of me. I need somebody that say, loose him in the name of Jesus. Take your filthy flight in Jesus' name. Amen. That's because that's what it's going to take. You can't babysit demons. You can't pacify demons. You got to come up against the enemy with the word of God. You can't come up against the enemy with your opinion, what you think, what you feel, what it look like. No. Come with the raw word of God. Amen. Okay, 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. Listen. For the weapons of our warfare, they are not physical. They are not, your Bible saying carnal. They are not carnal. They are not physical. It's not flesh and blood. The weapons of our warfare is not flesh and blood. It's not your neighbor. It's not. She talking about me. It's not. You better look past that flesh and blood. Amen. Cause that's saying something. That's saying that, first of all, you are not a well-trained soldier of God. Amen. Because you can't even identify the enemy. Hallelujah. You still thinking it's flesh and blood. No. You on your way to beat up territory. You are on your way for a beat down. The enemy looks at you. Let me tell you something. For those people, glory to God, that's still sitting back. Amen. That's still sitting around talking about, he talk about me. She talk about me. They looked at me funny. The devil going to tell you you're behind out the frame. You've been sitting in God 15 doggone years, and you still sitting around talking about, they talk about me. They look at me funny. You getting ready to get your butt whooped. You ain't growing. You ain't going nowhere like that. I don't care. Let me tell you something. The devil don't care who he jump. You can be in the Lord 15 years and open a door to the enemy and he'll jump you. Yes, he will. And you better be one that know how to, amen, how to recognize, amen. And if you're on the Lord's side and if you're on God's side truly, and if you're truly a soldier in the army of the Lord, and you see that, hallelujah, that your brother has been, amen, amen, the enemy has jumped your brother. Amen. It's time for you to fight. He's in the camp. He's jumped your brother. He's jumped your sister. But instead of you, amen, doing what you need to do to come against that force, to engage in battle with that force, amen, you, amen, go talking foolish and all that, and guess what? He done jumped you too. Before you know it, he got the whole doggone, the whole shabam. You ain't wrestling against no flesh and no blood. You better know how to identify the enemy. That's bad if the enemy done come in the camp and you can't even recognize he in the doggone camp. Listen, you better know how to do. Listen, the word of God says that, listen, you'll know them by their fruit. Not by their conversation. You're going to know them by their fruit. Because, see, we can hold a good holy conversation. But when it comes time, harvest time to produce the fruit, you know, harvest time is really in your life, in my life, is really, glory be to God, when it's time to show forth where the fruit is there. When it comes time, you get a situation and you get a circumstance that shows you what kind of harvest you have produced. It's when it's time, when I come up and I buck up against you, it's your time to still show me love. It's I done become an enemy with you, and you, it's your time. Your harvest time is you show me that you pray. You pray. You gonna pray. Amen. Your harvest time, your fruit. Let me tell you something. When you, amen, your harvest time is when you got to have patience with that one. Your harvest time is when chaos hits you. Where's your joy? Where's your joy? You talk the whole talk. I got joy in the Lord. I got peace. Oh, it's chaos time. Where's your peace? Hello? That's where we find out if there is a true transformation. If there's a true change. You know, I can get up here and I can preach this. But that don't cut it. Listen, if I get up here and I preach this, all this going to be is a good message, but a defeated person. And how many get up here, amen, preach it, and walk away, and get when the time come to be tested, you still walking in the victory. You still walking in, hey. This is a war. This is a real war. And see, some folks, let me tell you something. Some folks have not. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost up in here. Some folks have not come to the reality that they really in a war. Do you know it's people been sitting up in the Lord 30 years and they still don't know it's a war? They still don't know that they are soldiers in a battle. You know, the longer you stay in God and being the soldier, the more powerful you are to become. Amen. Something is wrong if you stay in the Lord for years and years and years and you're getting weaker and weaker. Amen. That's saying something. Amen. Come on, listen. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 and 5. Listen. The weapons of our warfare, if we don't come to understand that one round, that one verse round, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They are not physical. They are not flesh and blood. The enemy will run havoc in our life. He will really do us a number if we don't begin to understand that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. They're not physical. Uh-huh. Listen. They are mighty before God. For the overthrow and the destruction of strongholds. And as much as we refute arguments, listen, let me tell you something. The Bible said this. See, we don't have enough violent people. Do you know everybody that's in the army all that know how to be violent? If you don't have a violent mentality, you let me tell you something, you all passionate. You just love everybody. If you, you passionate. You can't, let me tell you something. That's one person we can hate and get by with it. The devil. But you know what? That's the only person we're supposed to like. But you know what? People hate people. And the reason for that, listen. The scripture said, if you are a person that hate another human being, you don't love God. Amen. That's right. I don't care what you say. You can sit in here all day. According to the word of God, you don't even love God. If you hate another human being, because God is the one that created another human. If you hate another human being, you don't have to like a person's ways. You don't have to like that. But the person itself, you ain't got no business hating. And if you hate a person, then you automatically hate God. Because how in the world can you say, according to the word of God, how can you say you love God who you have never seen him, never set eyes on him, but you see a human being that you see? Scripture say you a lie. The truth don't abide in you. But the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. And we got to learn, let me tell you something, just like it took how many years that you have been involved in your negative thinking, it's going to take a while to change that. But the thing is, you can't afford to give up. Why is it that you ain't afraid to try the doctor's medicine, but you're afraid to try what God is telling you? You don't quit on the doctor's medicine because it don't work the first time. But you keep taking it. And it's the same way with the word of God. You got to keep taking it every day. Make it your lifestyle that you read the word of God every day. Because you got to change that way. You got to change that way of thinking. The Bible said, cast down imagination, because that's your imagination on the loose. I remember when this happened. And then you know what? And you know what we do? We keep it bottled up. We keep it. Air all our hurt. All of our pain. All of why we suffering. We will not release it. We ain't finna release it to talk to a human, and we ain't finna give it to God either. 1 Peter 5:7 said, take that stuff and cast it on me. The reason why God say cast it on him, because it's too much for you to handle. It'll eat at you like cancer. It'll eat you up in the day. It'll eat you up in your dreams. While you trying to sleep, there you dream about it. It'll eat you up while you trying to go about your daily chores. Look at your neighbor and say, it shall be replaced with the word of God. We don't want to talk. The scripture say, confess your faults one to another. No, we won't do that. You know what? And we go confessing our faults to the Lord. Because, see, we ain't got no problem with the Lord. But you got a problem with your brother, but you can't go confess your fault. We want to do it our way. And then we get discouraged because ain't no move. Ain't no move of God in it. Because God ain't finna move where his word ain't, don't set up a movement. We want to do it our way no matter what. But how many know it's going to have to be God's way? We have to learn that when these thoughts come, stop sitting there nonchalant. Stop sitting there lackadaisy and letting them little thoughts just run over and over and playing like a little phone old record, like a VCR, like a DVD in our minds over and over and over and over. We just let it play. Instead of us learning to open our mouth and say, I cast down that negative thought in Jesus' name. I cast it down. I cast it away from my mind in Jesus' name. And I replace it with the word of God. I place the blood of Jesus over my mind. I place the blood of Jesus. I cast down every negative thought. I refute. The Bible says, let me tell you something. Read that King James. Amplified. Where it say refute. Arguments and theories and reasoning. No, then that's where, woo, good God Almighty. Lord have mercy. We sit down, we reason. We ain't never went and sit up in a doctor's class. We ain't went and had no training. No, physics, science, and we ain't went and had none of that stuff. What they call it, anatomy, physiology. We ain't went and took none of that stuff. But we sit there and we reason why my body feel like this, and why this, and why, and I must be, and I remember. And you know that's what happened to. And the same thing, they said they feel it. And then if they feel that, we said that we go to reason in our mind. Now, ain't nobody but you in your mind just sitting there reasoning. Just sitting there. And I'm going to tell you something. And you know that's what killed. And then, same thing. I remember many times I'd say, listen, my name Lawrence Burks. My name Lawrence Burks. My name ain't George Burke. I don't know what George Burke would believe in. And right now, at this point, it don't matter. Because George Burke's out of here, and I'm still here. And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm doing something I know George Burke didn't do, and that's speak the word of God. God is faithful to his word. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to stand on the word. I'm going to stand on the word because the fight for George Burke's life is over. The fight for mine is still on. So I'm going to fight to the, I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight it, and I'm going to come out on top. You don't sit there. You don't sit there, glory be to God, and reason. You don't, oh Lord, don't let the doctors say something. We act like God, like the doctors is God. I remember when my brother was living, this doctor was telling him all kind of stuff. And my brother lived way long after that. But he would come out the hospital, excuse me, one time, and then he told me, he said, you know my doctor died. I said, that's the one who was pronouncing you dead years ago. The doctors are not God, sweetheart. God is still in the miracle working business. If we can change our way of thinking,
Some of us need to just go into nowhere but Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and check out Jesus. Just check out the miracles. We need to start reading more about miracles. The miracles of the Lord. The miracles that Jesus performed. Instead of always going, some folks running all over there in the Old Testament, see, was shot up. I mean, bang, but not, it wasn't no shooting, but anyway, killing it. You better go to Mercy. You better go to Mercy and Grace. Amen. But hello. But we cast down imagination and everything. Understand, listen. When your mind try to stand up and start telling you stuff about what happened to this one and what happened to that one, your mind is actually trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God's word. Your mind is actually trying to fight against God trying to say, hey, I'm giving you life. And your mind is trying to tell you, no, die. No, give up. God is trying to tell you to keep going. Always some scriptures I want to share with you this morning, but I will be jumping the gun. And some of us, amen, I'm going to say this much, I ain't want to go there, but some of us are doing just like the Israelites was on the mountain of Horeb. And God gave the word to Moses. Say, listen. God spoke to Moses and said, you know what? He was trying to get him to Canaan. And he began to tell Moses, he said, you know what? You tell these people. They taking a 40-year journey that's really 11 days. Don't take but 11 days. In other words, what he was saying, get off this mountain. You've been up here too long. Some of us been going with them same old thoughts. They've been year after year after year after year. Telling them same old thoughts year after year. Keeping, and you know what them thoughts been doing? Handcuffing us. Paralyzing us. Got us where we can't move. Got us with such fear we can't even function. We can't operate. We can't even have a peaceful life. Look at your neighbor and say, today it stops. Today it stops. Oh, yes, it is. Amen. And we're getting ready to close on this here. Amen. But listen, I'm gonna summarize some things real quick. Some of y'all need to write these down. But I'm going to summarize these, and then we're going to close. Because I told you this whole year, we need to get our minds right. I need a change. I need a real change in my mind. If I can get, listen, don't you know if I can, how many in here know how much 1 + 1 equals? Raise your hand if you know. If you know how much 1 + 1 equals. Amen. Okay. So, okay. Everybody know how much 1 + 1 equals. How much is it? 2. You know what? Now, guess what? What's your name? Everybody know your name? You got that soul embedded in you. Now, when your parents name you, that's what they name you. But say, for instance, they name you another name, but you would call that name all your life. So now you programmed. See, if you knew your new name, you have a problem with it. Your real name, you have a problem with it because it's in you. This is what God wants to do with his word. Get it so programmed into us that it becomes a part of us. It becomes a part of us. And let me tell you some meaning. That means if I'm programmed that I'm healed by a stripe, that means when sickness try to knock at my door, you're going to get whooped. You ain't finna get me to change my mind. I'm not moved by signs and symptoms because that's embedded inside of me. Amen. When you get the scriptures, the word of God embedded inside of you. Some of you, you confess the Lord Jesus. You did Romans, what Romans 10 told you. And you confess the Lord, and can't nobody come up and tell you, you ain't saved. Because that is embedded in you that you saved. And it's the same way. Stop. Listen, people of God, you keep hearing me say this here. Get the word of God that fit your situation and get it embedded inside of you. Learn those scriptures. Do like my wife do the same thing. I know a lot of y'all do it. Get you some index card. Get you some index card. Do like this. Some of you, you got idle minds, and you know, listen. You go sit up at the doctor's office. Write you some healing scriptures on some cards, on some index cards. Write you some healing scriptures, and on the other side, just put what scripture it is. That way, don't put the same scripture on and write what it say on, because that way you want to learn it. You want to be able to look at Proverbs 23:7 and say, "Oh, I know what that says." As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Or you want to be able to look at, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. That's Proverbs 23:7. Get you some scriptures of what you going through. If the enemy fighting you in your finances, get you some scriptures about finances. If he's fighting you in your health, get you some scriptures on what God said. 3 John 2, he wished above all things that I prosper, be in health, even as my soul prosper. Learn to take those cards. If some of you got dentist appointment, go sit in the dentist's office and just go through them. You go places. You're sitting in traffic. Have your cards with you. Do what you got to do. Every free moment you got, get anchored. Getting ready to go to bed. Read them. And then when you start reading them, start quoting, making it personal. Start saying, as I think in my heart, so as I become. So I think I'm healed, and I think I'm whole, and I think I'm complete in him. And I think I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Because of who lives on the inside of me. You start, hello. Amen. Amen. So to summarize this, first of all, we need to understand that we are engaged in a war. Understand that we are engaged in a war. The enemy is warring against you. The enemy is warring against family. The enemy is warring against the body of Christ. The enemy is warring against your children. The enemy is warring every place that he can war. Every place that he can fight, he's fighting. But we need to understand that we are engaged in a war. Many times, we don't plan no strategy. But we'll talk about that further in the message. Okay, but secondly, our enemy is Satan. Your enemy is not with Pastor Burks. Your enemy is not with the person sitting next to you. Your enemy is Satan. You need to understand that, soldiers. That your enemy is Satan. Young fellas, you know who you know what you think because the police try to stop you and stuff. You're fighting with the police, you know. It's the devil. The enemy, your fight is against Satan because Satan don't like black men, no way. He don't like our young black boys. That's why every time you look around, he will use the police to shoot y'all down and kill you. I was telling somebody, I said, you know what, I have seen police officers before, but it was just one day last week. I tell you no lie, I was just driving through. I was driving through Northside in the little station over there, and all the police was standing out. And I would tell you no lie, I done seen police officers before. But I actually seen demons on the polices. I said, God Almighty, no. I actually seen demons on I wish I could say a few of them, but I seen demons on all them polices. I seen them with their gun, and let me tell you something, and I seen the demons on them ready to reach for it too. I seen forces of evil on them. I really did. And if you look at, watch police officers when they come in, when they come into a situation and whatnot. Watch their attitude. And they big. They bad as all that door. The Lord showed me something. Watch it. If you knew some police officers before they became police officers, some of them was like little wimps. I'm just, okay. But they got their gun. They got that gun. And some of them, let me tell you something, catch them without it. Now, I'm just being honest, but for some of them, carrying that gun caused a demon to come upon them. Because it make them feel like some of them get so with it till they feel like they become above the law, even the law. And see, and what that gun is saying, control. You know, amen. But that was something that I never saw before. This back about a month ago. And I said, God, and even when I had to ride through there, I felt the presence of those forces. And I ain't going to tell you, no, I hurry up and move. Because I felt that force. And then I was looking, and I said, God, I can see the spirits on them. And that never had that happen, you know, like that before. But anyway, number three, the mind is the battlefield. And some of them, because though that force is on them, that demons jump them, some of them, that's why they wind up corrupt. That gun, and you watch a person that even you ain't got to be no police officer. Watch a person that got their gun on them. They have a gun on them. Our young boys that walk around carrying guns and all that stuff, a spirit automatically jumped them. Because first of all, that gun can take away a life. The enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. You're fighting with no flesh and blood. You got some folks done bang, bang, and now they, even just like with that situation now, with that football player, I guarantee you, them guys didn't go to kill him. But guess what? The devil knew what time it was. Amen. But look at where they are today, and look at where this young man at. But look at where they sit today. I encourage y'all, young boys, don't be following up the devil's mess. Don't do that. Don't follow up the devil's mess. The enemy do not like our young boys, our young black boys, because first of all, y'all smarter than what they want to give you credit for. Let me tell you something. Black folks are smart folks. All people are smart, but I'm just being honest with you. Black folks are some smart, intelligent people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The mind, number three, the mind is the battlefield. That's where your war is going on, in your mind. But you got to learn to cast it down. Put your hand on your head. I cast down imagination every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, learn it. And I bring every thought into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. Start saying stuff like, I have the mind of Christ. We don't understand that when you're putting that into the atmosphere, first of all, like that, you're doing some damage. Amen. Now, just because right then and there, you stop walking by feel. Don't feel like no change. Stop walking like that. Keep speaking it. Because it's the devil's job to not want to turn loose because he's been had you for a long time. And you think, listen, because many times you're going to, for the mind to be changed, for a lot of us, it's going to take a healing. You've been thinking that way for how many years? And you want God, you want to use the God, word of God one day, and cause you didn't see a change, give up on it? No. You got to do this thing each and every day until your change manifests. Amen. Refuse to give up. Don't turn loose. I'm going to hold on to the word of God. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to speak it. I'm going to speak it. And you got to keep on speaking and keep on speaking. And let me tell you something. As time goes on, you'll see little changes coming. Those of you that want a mind change, want a change in your mind, don't miss services on Sunday. Because that's what God has given me, a word concerning your minds and my mind. To get a change in our minds, because that's where that war is going on. Some of us, we started out with God, and we find ourselves slowing down. It's because of what's going on in the mind. Fourth, the devil works diligently. Okay, I'm going to do read three more, and I'm through. The devil works diligently to set up strongholds in our minds. The devil ain't no dummy. Let's understand that. And he take his own time setting up little strongholds. Strongholds is something that the enemy bringing thoughts and whatnot that the devil bring into your mind, and you can't seem to break it. You can't seem to get rid of it. It grips you. It got a hold on you. Let me tell you something. Life is something within itself. And so many times we look at where we are today, we don't look at what 10 years is going to bring. And some of us didn't see what 10 years and 15 years would bring us into this day and this time. And if we had knew, and if we knew what to do, like you, some of you got that advantage now. You know how to get your mind together now. So 15 years later, hello, your mind's still together.